Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Here we are. It's Wednesday. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We have a caller in the queue, and she isn't there anymore, and she's been waiting for quite a while. So maybe she will be back. Perhaps she had a business to take care of. Who knows?
Maybe she was waiting for Godot.
Okay. Facebook. Twitter. You may follow us there. We hope that you do. In fact, one of our callers recently, the one that was waiting in the queue, had sent us a friend request recently, Felicia. It's weird. I don't know what happened to her. And also, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And our accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, well, I mean, I was all set to talk to her. That's kind of threw a wrench in my my plan, because she'd been waiting since for about 10 minutes. But we
and
were pretty on
dropped.
Time. Yeah, I just noticed when I connected the call. Anyway, so what were we talking about last time? Soulmates.
Well, yeah, we were talking about soulmates, and you were making a comment about the variations of the soulmates.
Yeah, I don't remember what we said at all. I don't want to be redundant and repeat ourselves, but
it's a known fact that some soulmates have suffered from senility and loss of memory. Well, we were saying that soulmates can be positive, they can be negative, they can be brief, they aren't necessarily lifelong, they aren't necessarily that, sometimes they're not important. Someone who pulls you out of a car and saves your life before the car explodes can be a soulmate.
A soulmate, and that's the extent of the relationship is the life-saving event, and that's it. People think that the misconception is that soulmates are people that you're with for your entire life, and that's not necessarily true.
No, it can be true.
But,
you know, how often do you meet your, quote, soulmate?
And break up.
You get married, and then you break up.
Right.
Well, things have beginnings and ends. Sometimes they're continuous through life. The energies that are continuous through life typically they're in the family zone, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
That can be drastically altered and changed. In fact, if someone's in a different area of karma and transcendence,
then sometimes they need to make a break from the family of origin.
Yeah.
In order to transcend, otherwise they'll remain stuck in their karma and not be able to move into that higher level. Sorry, I'm chewing. I never do that.
Well,
if I have something sweet, though, in front of me in the morning, I will eat on the radio.
I thought this was food for thought.
It's not really sweet, but if it's a pastry, it is a pastry. Not that sweet. Anyway, enough about my morning
breakfast.
So,
you know, So soulmates, where does the concept come from? Well, we were discussing too that the concept comes from the idea that we have a soul. Some people might say soulmates is just a popularized term and they don't really believe in the soul.
Right.
They just sort of say it because it's their best buddy or their best girl or boyfriend or something.
But
so they're using it in a popular
But
sense.
The idea is that the content of the soul holds past lives and the content of the astral realm, what we did on the astral realm prior to coming into a body, physical body. So that content is going to be a part of our physical existence in our lifetimes that succeed those past lives and astral journeys. And that's why we encounter people from our previous connections, past life or otherwise. And determining what that soulmate, what role that soulmate plays can be very confusing because there are many people, I was saying this already on the last show, there are many people that call us and they feel a very strong pull towards a human being that is not really a good partner for them and want to make relationships work that are soulmate connections, but may be there for the purpose of working out karma and moving on. And sometimes when a person gets stuck in that kind of relationship, and unfortunately they don't resolve karma and have to come back again to repeat it. So that's the unfortunate part and tricky part of soulmate relationships is identifying who is, you know, what type of soulmate relationship you're dealing with.
Yeah, it's complicated because a soulmate can be from any past life a person has experienced. They can go way back in time and then make this quantum leap over to the present energy. Soulmates may be reoccurring soulmates. So they've continued on your journey throughout time and space. You know, there's this movie out called Soul. It's, I think, like a Pixar,
like
half
a
animated,
cartoon.
Half live action movie. But I think it's mostly animated. But it's about this musician, this jazz musician, he gets this gig and apparently he falls into a manhole and dies and he goes into astral realm. And that is where it's determined what his next lifetime is going to be and he has to return to Earth. And
really?
And it gets into a multi-layer.
Actually, it sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It actually sounds interesting.
Kind of
want to
take a look at what they did. I mean, I saw coming attractions. And
I don't like animated films generally, but.
Yeah, it looks like they got all the little jokes in there and the results that they typically like to do, but there seems to be very imaginative, and there are some points being made that appear to be very intriguing and maybe somewhat close to accuracy.
Yeah, I wonder where they did their research.
I don't know. I haven't gone through there. But when we enter our the astral realm between lifetimes, that's where we obtain a soulmate existence. Soulmates aren't really physical mates. The physicality of the relationship can emerge, but they're not really mating on a physical level. They're mating on a soul level. And that soul level is an interaction between the content of the soul that has been gone through many, many journeys, more or less the body. So it's interesting when you have a soulmate, you're not thinking about the body.
Well,
you're thinking about the soul.
They
and
may
that's
think
why it's not always sexual.
Right. But a lot of soulmate relationships, the content of the soulmate relationship is rooted in physicality. Many soulmates are not thinking about higher astral.
No, it's not
journey
spiritual.
Right.
It's to do with the soulmate journeys through life. meaning the physical lifetimes you've had with these people could be a factor, but you know them through the astral realm, and it has nothing to do with spirituality. I mean, it can, but there's no basis for what defines the content of a soulmate relationship.
Except if you only have encountered that soul on the astral realm and encountered that soulmate for the first time on the physical realm, and the content of your relationship is only based in spirituality, which is rarer.
It's rarer. What happens when we die, we go to this realm, this astral realm, and we review our life and we go through all that. And we sometimes encounter replicas or actual souls that we've known before. We go through a tribunal of sorts. And then we can encounter new souls there. I mean, new to us. That I want to come down and join League. So there is a sort of wedding, if you will, in the astral realm, where two souls agree to come down together on the planet. Now that brings up the concept that when one is in the astral realm, when one's soul is in the astral realm, there's a congregation or a group of other souls that are going to be there for whatever reason, whether they're there during the tribunal or they're there because they're just congregating in a certain place throughout that some time span. And they get to know each other. I mean, the idea, you know, that movie, that ridiculous but funny movie, Defending Your Life, has some basis. I mean, it's got scratch marks of some reality.
I don't know what movie that is.
With Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep.
Did I see that?
Yeah, you saw it where he dies and he goes to the astral realm and he's defended by...
I remember that.
By... that funny actor, I forget his name, Sissy Spacek's uncle. He was really funny in that. And Meryl Streep's this big heroine, and now Brooks is nothing but a coward throughout his life, so he's going to have to come back to the planet. But he meets Meryl Streep for the first time in this realm, and so those are fresh soulmates meeting for the first time. Now, I don't think it's the movie depicts the way it is, but it's got some, like I said, a scratch mark of some resemblance. But nonetheless, we can meet new individuals in the soul world. But then you get to the idea of this. Where does it stop? Do souls who meet in the astral realm for the first time, is there any real ultimate connection between the two of them? And the only way I can answer that is there is. Because when we get back to the root essence of the first soul.
Riptor? His cousin.
When we get back to the first human being who ever had a soul, according to biblical literature, was Adam. So he had the first soul and he established the first karma. And then from there, we're all interconnected. So if you look at it that way, we're all different leaves on the same tree. Not even the same branch, on the same tree. And maybe that's why it's the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. But in that regard, yes, we're all interconnected. So can souls, fresh souls, have a karma? Yes. And I think the karma does arrive.
Well, because we're talking about the original sin, essentially, in the garden that connects us.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not just the original sin, but the first time that the soul is mentioned in
because
Bible is with Adam. He didn't have a soul before.
I understand that.
According to...
But as far as karma is concerned, the first karma was when Eve... I mean, when karma started playing... I mean, the soul is the repository of karma. And otherwise, but
yeah,
the first episode where karma became a factor was when Eve disobeyed God. So that's what the soul was there for, I guess, to hold that.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, there's two elements about karma. One is a tree, and the other one is knowledge. So really, when we look at the deep symbolism of how karma was established, it occurs from to the extent of the symbol of a tree and the symbol of knowledge. As soon as you have knowledge, you have karma. And the knowledge of karma is the awareness of consequence, the awareness of what is right or wrong, the awareness of doing the right thing, if you will. And so from there, we derive this birth of karma, which wasn't there before. Everything was peaceful and good. So what brings in to the essence of karma is awareness, knowledge. So if we look deep into the analysis of awareness and knowledge, we can ultimately find the origins of our soul's existence and go through all these past lives and understand why we're here. Because we're forbidden to really know verbatim why we've come back and how many lifetimes we've had.
Well, unless you're enlightened or omniscient.
Unless you have some certain gift
or
enlightenment. But most of us don't know. And a majority of us just feel and guess it out, which is the attitude of emotion, more than knowledge. There are ways to try to prove the existence of a past life because of facts that
or
things, you know.
Validations that you get reading, things like that. But it's hard, I think, as an individual to just a lay person to really get into the idea of what one's past life consisted of. Especially when the imagination can take, you know, it's emotion. I mean, imagination is mental, but I think it's influenced by emotion and, you know, people get into a somewhat of a delusional state when they start to analyze their past lives and romanticize their past lives and stuff like that, without really understanding the reasons why he or she is back on the planet because of the past lives. You know, the people that think they're Cleopatra,
for instance. Yeah, ultimately, there's no strong ruler or basis upon which we can really know for sure where we've come from. Although that isn't to minimize what people may feel or understand about themselves. But what's interesting in the contrast of karma and consciousness is that the deeper you go into your soul, the higher your consciousness occurs. So you go deep into your soul, that's going deep down into your soul, into the very depths of your being. And while you're doing that, contrarily, you're raising your consciousness to where your sixth chakra is totally lighting up. So I kind of refer to it as you walk into a room and either the room is pitch black dark, you have no awareness, or it's one of those remote, those switches where you can control
dimmer.
The lighting. It can get dim, you remember a little bit, brighter, until you can see everything. Now that is true awareness. So if you walk into this metaphor and you turn on you walk into a darkened room and you turn the switch up, so everything's illuminated. Everything is illuminated. That's another novel that was put out. Everything is illuminated. A very good novel. And they made it into a decent movie. I read the novel and we watched the movie. Everything is illuminated. Where he goes back to Poland or somewhere, Czechoslovakia, to find his grandfather's ashes. And it was rather well done.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a better book. It was a good movie and a better book.
I remember.
But everything is illuminated. And great title. But everything is illuminated to the extent that when you reach your sixth chakra and you turn it on brightly, then you have full awareness. Do we happen to have a call?
We have two, actually, okay. Suddenly.
Hello.
Hi. Felicia, is this Felicia?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
good. This is Felicia. You guys.
Yes, I am. Hold on, let me. I'm gonna turn you up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. You were. Can you hear me? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah.
Okay. You were told me to give you a call back once I find out about the job situation.
Yeah.
I did not get the position.
You didn't get the position.
But no, but I figured something must be up for me.
Well, you know, I saw your call come in, and then you disconnected. I was wondering if you didn't.
Oh, because I was on another call for work.
569. Yeah, I figured it was something related, but I was wondering if you did not get the job. Okay, 425.
Yeah.
She's 369. Okay, but you were saying but.
But I always feel, you know, when you the next door don't open for you, it must not meant for you. So that's the way I see it.
Well,
yeah, and you
I
were
don't
pretty
feel bad about
you
it.
You were going to get it, right?
Yes, I still were. So. Because it's something that I love to do. I mean, I want to be out in the community. I need that part. It's like a...
Well, we said, in that reading, we said that you might find something by March 15th. We aren't there yet.
Yeah.
So,
that's
not, you know, we're not March 15th yet. So, you not getting this job doesn't, is not totally annoying. Because the attitude in the reading was that you will find something by March 15th, which is, you know, still about 3 weeks away.
Right.
Is there any other opportunity that you have for work?
Well, at my current job, they don't do what I'm looking for, like a balance of being out in the community and doing what I'm doing now currently, but I have looked on the website and looking to see if I see any other positions that actually fit what, you know, I want to do. Now, like I said, don't get me wrong, my job, I am glad that I have a job and I'm blessed. I have no problem with that.
Right.
It's just that I just feel that my growth there has met the limit and I need to be out in the community too. I just, it's just something that's there that I feel.
Okay, I'm just, your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm, April.
You're going to be 52, which is not a cycle. Sometimes. And in your job, do you have your own company, don't you? Or you want to start your own company? Or
no, I don't have my company. I was debating about
starting one.
Something. Yeah.
So, as opposed to going out and looking, since you have the stability of the job that you're in right now, and that desire, mm-hmm. It's a nonprofit, I guess, that you'd be starting, right?
Yes.
Type of thing. And that would get you more out into the community.
Yeah.
You have your foundation of a job.
Mm-hmm.
While you start to build this nonprofit, is that something that would be would help to fulfill your desire to be more hands-on with people?
It could. I never thought about doing it because I always try to see the – when it comes to business on your own, when you're running a nonprofit – by me working in the school I am right now and the programs that we're, the providers that we're working with, I know what it all takes, what to do to run the company. And sometimes it can be a big headache and sometimes it's the good part of it. So that's why I really didn't thought any further about it. But
You're fading out, by the way. You can fade in and out.
Oh. Yeah. I haven't really given a thought about just starting doing it on my own now.
So today, Felicia, I mean, I'm so sorry you didn't get the job, but what can we help you with as far as direction?
with direction, I mean, I just wanted to let you guys know this. Not said it's a bad thing, and like your husband said, it has to March 15th. So I'm not giving up on what I need to do. It's just that door closed, and I always feel that when a door closed, it closed for a reason. So I'm not going to stop looking. I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing currently and my job I'm doing currently and keep learning. But I'm also going to look for that career that balanced me.
Well, you know, when you're talking about balance, what you need to understand in terms of your birth date is that your 4 mm-hmm. to 5 adds up to a 13, which adds up to a 4.
What?
No, that's
4
your,
to 5 adds up to 11.
9, 10, 11. Oh, it adds up to
11. An 11.
Oh,
which is,
what I meant to say. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
backtrack. Your 4 is your theme of balance. Your 4 is your theme of balance. So you come into the planet with a karma regarding balance.
Because it's
on that side. So somewhere in your past life, you disrupted an element of balance. Now, you probably, by your code, did it by some attitude in a past life regarding the expression in a relationship. So what you need to do, and what I meant by the 13, or what I was trying to imply was your 4, your first number, and your 9, your last number comes to 13, which is another attitude of balance. But what you need to do, Felicia, is you need to say to yourself, in my relationships in this lifetime, where have I had trouble? Where has the off balance occurred? Because before, it's like, you know, before you pull the mote out of your brother or sister's eyes, look at your own. That's the past. So what you got to do is you got to say, okay, where are my relationships? What have happened in my relationships throughout life where they got off balance? And how much responsibility should I take for that, as opposed to something that just impacted me from without my own self? So you'd have to look at that, and you can share that with us if you want, or you can do it privately. But you'd have to look at that, Felicia, because once you've understood that and you've taken responsibility for the discrepancies between balance and imbalance within any given relationship, you're going to increase your energy field to such an extent that you'll be rewarded. Your theory that, you know, it's meant to be might be applicable to the situation, but let's not discard other work that we need to do in order to get the work done. What you're trying to do is noteworthy. The noteworthiness of what you're trying to do is in your 25 or 7. That's your spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in your year that adds up to a 7. So you're doing the right thing. So what we're suggesting is that there might be something within yourself that you need to clear up, and you could do it privately, that will just release the barrier. And if that makes any sense to you, then apply it. If it doesn't, well, then you think I'm full of mush. I don't know.
Mush?
No, you're not.
Do you want to respond, Felicia, to that, or?
Well, I agree. It's something that I could sit back and think about too, that I need to probably work on myself. I mean, you know, I agree with what he's saying. I just have to just step back. In other words, just step back and wait a minute. It's no rush or anything like that. Sometimes I just feel that when you feel like you have a calling or you just want to be here, I just need to be patient. I need to just step back, in other words, just step back and just relax and let things flow. It happens when it happens, and I just continue to work on me.
Okay, so stepping back is fine. When you wait, there's a period of waiting, and that's healthy. That's fine. That's considerable. But you know, the other thing in your code is that you're 36 equals 9. 36 equals 9. So we have 3, 6, and 9. There's a 6 and 9 in your year. And that 3 is fire. Stomach. So there could be that maybe in your past life, you were over anxious. And you tried to force things. That could be it. I don't know. But, you know, whether you think that you had a relationship that you caused trouble in, go back to that relationship in your mind.
In this life.
And seek some sense of forgiveness or resolve it within your space of thought. You know, the only thing I could say, Felicia, is that there seems to be a past life level, some kind of altercation involving your soul and children.
Okay.
So do you have kids now, right? Do you have children?
Yeah, my kids are grown. My kids are 31, 32, 27, or 26, 31, and 33. I think that's it.
So you have kids and you have a marriage. You're married. You're happily married, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm married for 21 years.
Okay. So, you know, let's go back into a time machine to a place where it isn't about Felicia today. It's about a journey of your soul in the past life. What I'm getting in the past life journey has to do with you being involved in an adoption agency and doing something that wasn't in the children's best interest. Now, that's what I'm seeing as a past life situation. We can't prove it. We don't. I'm only going on the vapors of a thought form. It has nothing to do with who you are today, but I'm getting something about that. Do you know anything about in this life about anybody who has ever adopted?
I have siblings that were half siblings that were adopted. They were cousins. My daddy remarried, and the lady he remarried to, my stepmom, she had kids that she adopted that was our cousins. So now I didn't do anything wrong, but what she did to my stepmom did to us and the adopted person, that could be the trigger that I've been releasing for a while, which I thought I released it because I you know.
Well, don't worry about whether you released it or not. If you made an attempt to, then that's good. But you see, what's better in our moment at this time is that there's a validation for the story. And that validation stems back to a former past life where in the element of adoption, you did something wrong.
So
obviously you came back, Felicia, to correct everything. And you're doing a great job. That's not the problem. You're doing a great job. But the wearing down of the karma might need a little bit more standard when it comes to time, because you're suggesting to us maybe it's just time. And I agree with you. It might just be timing. But I think we know where the karma now came from. But don't forget, Felicia, that means in this lifetime, you've exchanged your consciousness for something higher, and that's of great merit to you.
Okay. You guys are very helpful. I am going to continue to look for a job. I'm going to do more meditation and just be patient and take my time and release any negative, anything that's going my, you know, that's, I guess it could be blocking any, you know.
Good. And continue to keep in touch with us. Real quick, we have suddenly our queue is full, but do you know the person that got the job or no?
No, I do not.
You don't? Okay. Just curious if it was someone in, you know, that you knew through your own career, you know, or if it was someone completely outside of your realm.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Okay. All right, Felicia. Well, keep in touch.
I will. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. We have a caller from 540. Hello.
Yes, hi. I noticed the beautiful picture of a gorgeous calico cat that that you must adore. And I was wondering, I have a cat that's ill, and I was just wondering, she's laying here with me on the bed listening to the show, and I was wondering if you get any thoughts about what, you know, what might be going on. She's been to the vet. She was doing excessive licking. The blood work shows normal kidney function, and the urinalysis, there's no infection. But she's not concentrating her urine is the problem, and the vet suspects kidney disease. She's only about 2 years old, and she's a rescue that I rescued at Dairy Queen, and somebody dumped her off there behind the building, so I named her Queenie, and she's got a life of a queen. So I'm just wondering if you get any thoughts about this at all. I'm trying to figure out the pieces to the puzzle so we can get her the best treatment.
What's your name?
My name is Barb.
Barb. Okay. And just so we have your birth date, what's your birth date?
2/15/1954, Aquarius.
1954. Okay. 2/3/18/27/9. So you got this, you rescued this cat.
About 2 years ago. My husband sent me to Dairy Queen to get him ice cream, and I heard them talking about her, a kitten that was dumped off behind the building. So I grabbed her, brought her home, and we adopted her. And she's just an absolute joy.
And what is her diet? I mean, kidney disease, that's really young for kidney disease.
It is. It is young. She's been on Fancy Feast canned food, and also she was getting Blue Hill dry food.
Blue Hill.
And she has a water fountain as well for hydration.
Yeah, so she drinks enough. I mean, she's eating basically a diet of wet food with some supplements.
Dry and wet.
Because they say that wet should be the primary diet of cats.
Yeah.
Because they say that dry food, if they eat it for a lifetime, can cause kidney disease. It's very common for older cats to get it, but young for
your
cat.
There's something going on that we're gonna do an ultrasound or an X-ray because I want to make sure there isn't. She does chew on cardboard and paper and stuff, which you know might be a factor as well. So. It's a mystery.
Is she vomiting at all? Having any nausea?
No. She's very active. She's alert. She's playful. High energy. No symptoms other than just the she was licking herself. And acting like she was just uncomfortable. And they checked her anal glands. Everything's normal. Stool was checked. That's normal. Urinalysis was normal. No infection. It's just that she's not concentrating her urine. So the doctor thinks that it's her kidneys. And I'm wondering if she's got a tumor or if she, or if there's anything that I could be doing that could be contributing to it or,
And did he say anything, about the diet or anything like that when you, I'm sure he asked you all those questions.
And it's Royal Canin, the dry food. If you have any recommendations on, the best food, best brands, I've been researching, trying to make sure that I don't get any ingredients from China, even with the major food brands that are prescription. I know sometimes they can, get products from other countries.
Right.
Well, okay. So she was a stray cat. Do you know?
She was a small kitten when I got her. Very, very small, probably a couple months old.
Well,
and
okay,
she's indoors.
So let me go on my mind back for a minute. So,
okay.
So let's say she's in a litter. And, we don't know how she got separated from that litter. The mother may have died. There may have been some drop-offs. They might have somebody may have taken the litter and scattered the cats in different areas, hoping they'd find food. But for some time, that little kitten was living in the dirt, the earth. Too young to catch a rat, but not too young to scavenge. Were they feeding it during that time?
They found it. It must have been just dropped off, and the people there were feeding it. And it was just a day or so when I arrived, and then I took her and adopted her and got her, you know, care with a vet right away. They did find that she had her stool. Initially, she had roundworms, and she was treated with the Partenol. Medicine, a couple of doses, and I just had her, rechecked to make sure that, you know, that everything was gone, and there's no trace of that there either. So, no parasites or anything.
Yeah, but roundworm.
But she did have the parasite when she was very small, and they did treat her right away. And when I first got her, they treated her right away, and they said it was negative.
But that can still affect the body long-term. Parasites.
Yeah.
Even cleared up.
Exactly. Yep.
So
yep. And I actually made them do recheck the stool twice after she got her initial treatment as a kitten, just to make sure that, you know, we definitely got rid of it. But she seemed to, and she's an indoor cat, but she seemed to get, the roundworm showed up again. So, and it's been negative. The test results were negative.
He's going to do a kidney dialysis?
Analysis?
Analysis?
They did a full culture, urine culture, to rule out an infection. The blood work shows normal kidney function, but they said that the urine is not being concentrated and it's not being diluted. Very diluted. So they sent a sample off to the to have it cultured, and that all came back normal.
So what's this veterinarian's theory now?
Well, they just think that it's early. They think that she's got kidney disease, and it's just not showing up yet.
Even though it's not showing
in
up
the blood work, it's not showing up in the blood work. They said that before it shows up in the blood work, it's a lot of times the kidneys are damaged to the point of about 60%. So it must be early stage.
Well, have they? I'm not too.
But I'm going to ask them. I've asked them. I'm waiting to for them to call me back to schedule an X-ray of her stomach, and also potentially an ultrasound to find out exactly what's going on.
You want to do the ultrasound, but I want to ask you a question on the side. Do you have any blankets that are like wool, where you could kind of pull out the little wool things, and the blanket has a pattern on it? Do you have anything like that in your house?
Blankets, wool, and a pattern.
Like an afghan?
I do have blankets. Yeah, no, I have blankets, and I have a comforter that's highly floured. She does chew on things. She chews on cardboard. She chews on paper. She does chew on. I'm very careful to keep rubber bands away from her and string that sort of thing.
No, we're not vets. We can't give, we can only tell you
right.
What we
I understand that, with. Sure.
I think she has, my guess is a deficiency. She's
deficiency, okay.
In something. And we're going to put out energy that it has nothing to do with her kidneys. We'll just put out energy that's not going to be it, because that would seem kind of like a fatal thing. I don't want to go there. I want to say that there's deficiency. And we aren't vets, so I don't know what that deficiency is, but it could be, I'm just guessing. Is there like a...
You mean like something metabolic, sodium or...
Yeah, there's a deficiency going on that she's not getting, and she needed it as a kitten and she didn't. And it might have been that she was given the wrong food too early and then street food. So that caused the problem.
And the fact that she's eating paper or tries to eat paper. And obviously you monitor her 24 hours a day. So what you have to do is, like you said, be very careful about what she's able to get into, because when you're sleeping, who knows what she can do.
I think the problem is a deficiency.
I want to tell you that was my feeling as well. That's, you know, some kind of a nutritional deficiency.
Yeah.
And, is she eating normally? You're saying that she doesn't have any symptoms, right?
Yeah, no symptoms. She's got a great appetite. I've been giving her probiotics, the veterinary prescription probiotic. But one thing that I did with her litter, and I stopped doing it, is I was adding a lot of baking soda to the base of the litter box.
Oh.
I've read it's okay, and some things say it's not good. So I stopped doing that. I thought maybe that could be, you know, contributing to her irritation. Maybe too alkaline, too acidic. So I've stopped that, but, the nutritional, definitely I'm looking at that as well.
Yeah, this is a deficiency, and I don't know, you know, she probably wasn't getting proper water when she was a kid. I mean, there's a deficiency. That's what I think.
Okay.
And you'd have to start to talk to the doctor about deficiencies. You'd have to look at the composition of paper. What could be comparable to that could be lacking in her diet?
Yep. Makes sense.
You know, there might be, you know, does she have good bowel movement and all that?
Yep, everything's normal.
She
loves her fountain. She drinks a lot of water, loves the fountain.
Yeah, but you see, sometimes the drinking of the water, maybe there's something that wasn't properly developed in her kittenhood.
Okay.
And that's what I think the problem is. I think she's going to have a long life. Now, in your life, have you ever had a black kitten?
Yes, a black. I've always had rescues, and I had a black cat with white on its face.
Yeah.
And
how long did that cat live?
Oh, he lived to be about 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Listen,
and
look at it as a deficiency. Go to the internet and say, you know, when cats are deficient and they're chewing on paper, what could they?
Yep, some cardboard.
That's
what
you can investigate.
Yeah.
And
that
makes a lot of sense.
Any gray in the cat's coat?
She's a gray tiger stripe. Gorgeous, with a fluffy tail like a raccoon.
Okay, so we're getting great validations.
Yeah, this makes perfect sense. This is what I was feeling.
Okay.
The nutritional deficiency, the eating, the paper, the cardboard.
It's deficiency. And so, you know, I don't know what they find with the kidney, but I don't want to go there. But let's go there and keep in touch with us.
Yeah, keep
exactly.
in touch with us.
Yep.
Keep in touch with us.
Yep.
I don't think we've ever spoken with you before, right? Have we?
No, you haven't.
Okay, glad you got in touch, and let us know how things progress. Definitely.
I will. Thank you so much. And thank you for validating my feelings on this. I'm going to move forward with this, and I'll let you know. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and Barb can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. I hope that she does, but she already hung up. So we have another caller, 312.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Pretty good. I have a question. I was recently told that my building that I live in an apartment in a large complex, and our building was sold so I'm going to probably have to move. And I'm just wondering if you see me going into maybe a suburban or staying in the city area. I may have a couple months, but
I have
two locations in mind.
Okay, so they're ones in the city, one in the suburbs.
Correct, yes.
Where, just curious, how do you connect at all, if at all, to duplexes, to a duplex?
I have looked at a couple of them in an area where I used to live years ago. Yeah, I would be open to that too if they gave me a better deal and more square footage, more space. Yeah, definitely.
Well, right now, I don't know if we're connecting because of that history or whether it suggests something coming up in the near future. I want to ask you a crazy question. Have you had any trouble recently or in the past, if you will, with your feet or ankles?
They just look a little swollen. That's about it. But nothing current, nothing hurt.
Okay. All we want to do is connect to your consciousness about when did you notice they look swollen? Just right now, or was it a problem?
Oh, no, before? No. Before, like a couple years ago, I always kind of noticed that they were a little fat. They sometimes they swell and then sometimes they go back to normal.
Karen, all we care about is that there's a validation of that.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about what it means. It's just a validation. Because you see, the ankles and the feet, if you want to get into it, has to do with the first chakra, and homes have to do with the first chakra, the theme. I think right now I'm leaning towards a duplex. I don't know yet if it's part of the journey that you're actually going to go on, but there's somebody named Judy. It sounds like Judy or Judith. I don't know if it's somebody scoop up from your past, or maybe they're coming into your life, but there's somebody seems to be a Judy. Anybody you can connect to with that name? No.
Okay. No, I don't know anybody.
No, don't worry about it. But do you belong to any groups where females get together and talk? Have you ever had any group like that?
Long time ago. But the group broke up. It was like
That doesn't matter.
Okay,
you have.
It doesn't matter. Look, you know, look. Don't take your mind off of duplexes. The idea that you might go into a suburban area might be a little bit more connected, in my thought. Kristen can give her opinion, but that's where I'm right now going. The only other thing I want to tell you, and think of it as a symbol somewhere in your life, has something to do with a bicycle. I don't know what this bicycle is yet, but when you do a reading and these 5-minute readings, you get a rush of images. Don't know, sometimes you got to kind of intellectually put it together, but there is just real quickly, any theme around bicycles with you, your siblings?
Maybe bike paths. There's a lot of bike paths in certain areas.
Okay, any of those areas near some of your interested locations?
Yeah. One of them, yes. One of them. Yes.
The it's suburban or the city?
Correct, yes. The suburban.
No.
The suburban
one. Yeah.
Okay, look around there, Karen.
Okay.
What's your birthday, Karen?
She's 331-71. 331-71, 25-7. I'm sorry to rush you through, but we're trying to get to, I don't think we're going to get to everybody. We've got two more callers, but I think that's all we have time for.
Yeah.
We've got to move on.
You know, look in that area, Karen, and then call us back.
Obviously the duplex doesn't ring with either one of these properties.
We're back on the air Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. 812 is on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes. My name is Nicole and my birthday is 7/23/84.
Okay. And what's the question?
My question is, I'm currently engaged to somebody. I just want to know what you guys see in our relationship. His birthday is March 17th, 1980.
Okay, so Nicole, I think we've talked to you before. 4/11/21. Mm-hmm. He's 29/11/2. And but before you start talking, wrote down relationship problem. But you said you're engaged, which doesn't necessarily mean there's a problem. You would think that there's, that's moving towards something positive. However, now I'm remembering your history. Weren't you living with your family and separated from him by distance?
Yeah, I have my own place. I have my own apartment now.
And you have your own apartment now?
Yes, I have my own apartment now.
And where is he?
He did come visit me during Valentine's Day for about 2 weeks, and then he's back home in Indiana. He's going to be here in July.
Okay. Is he moving there permanently?
Yeah, in July.
In July, he's moving there. And so things are going well, huh?
Yes.
What about her birthday?
He's moving in July.
Oh, in her birthday, yeah. And your master numbers occupy the first two numbers in your birth date.
Is he divorced?
Mm-hmm. Is he divorced? Or am I
divorced? Is he divorced or am I divorced?
Well, are either one of you divorced?
We're both actually divorced. Actually, we've both been married.
You have a history of karma with them, and the energies are mm-hmm. rather nice.
The 7-3, there's a lot of connections to the birthday.
There's a very strong connection. It's a strong past life. A lot of your numbers match. Together you become a 9, which is a beautiful number. You're going to have to be aware of his moods, his mm-hmm. mood swings, if that makes sense. Don't panic with his mood swings. Give him space. If you get in an altercation with him and it gets really getting nasty, back off. Give him space. Don't push him. A person like this has more complexity in their darkness than you might have.
Yeah, because you're a 34-7. He's compounded. He's a 29-11-2. He's got an 11 in his 317. Is he moody?
Yeah, he can be.
What? We didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, he can be. We had an issue last night where he got really moody with me.
He got what with you?
Moody.
Like,
he got really moody with me last night.
That's
why.
You know what, Nicole? Let him get moody. Look.
I was thinking about the problem in the relationship. Probably it was whatever argument they were having. Mm-hmm. Problem.
Yeah.
Give him space.
Did it resolve, though? Did it resolve?
Yeah, because he texted me this morning if I wanted to talk, but I was still kind of hurt by the things he said.
Okay.
No, talk to him. Don't play games. Talk to him. Get over it. He's going to be moody. You know, be the better person and just try to get around that. You're not going to be able to correct it. All you can do is kind of learn how to deal with it. I'm not saying that mm-hmm. he's just doing things wrong. He has a darkness about him. Uh-huh. Want to keep your relationship healthy, just give him space uh-huh. and talk to him. Don't do this passive aggressive stuff where you're not going to talk to him.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to him eventually. I was just kind of hurt by everything I was said.
Well, tell him that you were hurt by it and you can work it out rather than, you know, if you're not ready to do it right away, when you are, mm-hmm. then express to him what you're mm-hmm. feeling rather than, you know, playing games, because that's not going to be healthy
right.
for your relationship.
Right.
So, do we have to close or do we take one more call? This person's been waiting for like 33 minutes. So we got to take one call quickly. And sorry, Nicole, this is brief, but we got hit the show with a lot of people. Okay.
Because the show's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
The show's
thank
over.
You guys.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Okay. 805. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is John.
Okay, John. We have just a couple moments. So go ahead.
I like you guys on the show. I have a lot of things I'd like to talk to you guys about with, so maybe I guess for another time and another show, I guess. Or is there a way I could talk to you off the radio?
Well, what's your birthday? What's your birthday, real quick? What's your question? We can address your question.
August 15th, 1979. 1924, 30 equals 3.
Okay, what's your question today?
I have a bunch of things. I don't know about today, right now. I can't really come up with. I don't know which one to kind of ask about. I don't know. I guess soulmates. You guys were talking about soulmates earlier.
Yes, we were talking about soulmates. So, do you have a question about a specific person?
No. I'm just like wondering about like my karma and stuff because I have like a lot of I feel I have a lot of problems in my life.
You have a lot of what?
Problems.
Problems. Okay. So
yeah, maybe with karma that I guess I mean.
Yeah,
John.
This it gets too involved. You, why don't you call us back Friday?
Are you available?
I will try. I mean, I'm working at the time. I listen to you guys' show a lot, but like it's hard for me to try to call in because then I'm out in town and working. But I'll try to give a call and I would like to know about my karma and I mean reasons why my life is the way it is right now and I'm pretty sure it's because of my karma.
Yeah, interesting. I mean we don't want to we're at the end of the show, so we're really past the end of the show. And it's kind of a complicated. What you're bringing us is very intriguing, but it's not a minute reading.
Yeah.
You got to call us back.
I know. That's why I asked if there's a way to because I have a when I asked about karma, I mean there's more I'd like to ask about too. So that's why I was like saying is there a way I could get a
Why don't we start off with you trying to call back the show so we can get kind of an idea and see where we can go from there. Let's start off with that note first. And we'll be back on the air Friday at 9. And let's go there first and see what the situation is before we take it any further.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I'll try. I mean, if it's out Friday, maybe next Wednesday or whenever I get the chance.
Yeah. It could be Wednesday,
I'll try Friday, but depending on what's going on with work,
Kind of work do you
they're
do?
They're calling right now, so.
What kind of work do you do?
I work in construction.
Construction? Okay. Well,
yeah,
you're
in LA?
Oh, in LA?
Southern California also, right?
Yeah, try us Friday or try us on
Wednesday.
John.
Okay, I'll try to call you guys again on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
All
right, thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.